Torah tells us, Parshas told us, Zeil told us Yitzchak ben Avraham. Avraham holy is Yitzchak. He Yitzchak. And Arbarim Shana Bekachto Es Rivka Bas Pesuel Arim Panadram Chos Avan Arim Ol Yisha. So Yitzchak and Rivka were married without children. And it says, Vayata Yitzchak Lashem Lenoach Ach Ishto Ki Akorei Vayoshalo Hashem Vata Rivka Ishto. So Rashi says, we know they were both davening. And Rashi says before, Lenochach Ishto, Zeh Omed B'Zavizu Mispalel, Vezeh Omed B'Zavizu Mispalelas. So they were both davening, and Hashem listens. Vayeter lo Hashem. So it's interesting that Rashi, it's from Chazal, is Medayek, that they were both davening that Rivka should be pregnant and get to have a child. But it's only the tefillah of Yitzchak that really accomplished it. It wasn't the tefillah of Rivka. Vayeter lo, says Rashi, v'lo lo, Shane Doma Tfilas Tzadik ben Rosha L Tfilas Tzadik ben Tzadik. That you can't compare the Tfilah of a Tzadik ben Tzadik to a Tfilah of a Tzadik ben Rosha. So since Yitzchak was a Tzadik ben Tzadik and Rivka was a Tzadik or Tzadekes Bas Rosha, so therefore Hashem listened to to Yitzchak and not to Rivka. Low below law. And this is a Gemara in Yevamos on page 4 on Samach Dal and Amar Aleph. There to low. Right? It should have said Hashem listened to them because they were both davening for the child. So why does it say Hashem listened to him? Blow. Lefisha einu doma tefilas tzadik ben tzadik letefilas tzadik ben rasha. And this is a very interesting idea, because you would think on one hand that a tzadik ben rasha maybe is on a higher madrega, that they weren't born into it, and yet they, you know, we're able to become a tzaddik. Tzaddik with tzaddik, sometimes it's easier. Your father was a tzaddik, your grandfather was a tzaddik, so you're a tzaddik. And here, you know, Rivka, look what she accomplished. That she grew up in such a home and she was still able to, you know, be who she was. And in fact, there is a tshuva in the Rush on page 5, where the Rush says that the yichus of the mishpacha, here it's talking about appointing a shliach tzibur. And the Rosh writes, on the third line of page 6, the end of the line, avalon nisra'amti al shalcha shal talisa adov v'yichus ha-mishpacha v'eino kein v'eino ha-mokom. Hashem doesn't care so much about the yichus ha-mishpacha. He says, because if he'll be yuchas v'rasha mato elis l'fnei amokim b'yichus olam. If you mishpacha nachriya v'tzadik, so that's what Hashem cares, who you are. Not if, you know. So, the Rush plays down that. So the Marshal, on page 7, asks the Kasha on the Rush. But how can the Rush play down the yichus mishpacha if the Gemara in Yevamos says, "Vayeter lo v'lo lahem she'en adom metfilas tzadik ben tzadik metfilas tzadik ben Rasha"? But how can the Rush say we play down yichus, but the Gemara didn't play down yichus? So the Marshal on page 7 says, "V'yosef mistaber lachshiv mashkosav a Rush b'tshuva mashitzuramti shenogu be'el mekomus lundos bezui mishpacha l'shas v'yish." But Davar Kazeb, Bizoy Mitzvah, Kihilu Einu Kedai, and Mechosim Israel, lo nisro amdi el shachot shatolisa dover b'yichus mishmach ve'enu kein be'enai v'nei ha'mokum, etc. So he answers next line, yesh lahashiv, in the middle of the line that begins v'tzadik tov. Al divrei rav, halo matzinu b'divrei rav sein, v'yeter lo v'lo lo, l'fi she'enu do metfilas tzadik v'tzadik v'tfilas ben rasha, el tzorach atolomar, she'chilach l'ben tzadik el atfilas atzmo. So he wants us to make a distinction that Gemara is only talking about a private prayer. They were a private prayer. Yitzchak and Rivka were praying for their own private prayer to have a child. So by a private prayer, then you need Zchus Ovos to help you. And the Sefer Marpa Lenefesh quoted later in the packet explains, because you know, the Ovos, the grandparents in Shemayim, the great-grandparents in Shemayim, are going to try to help out their descendant. So therefore, it's good to have Tzadik ben Tzadik, to have that advocate in Shemayim. But if it's not for yourself, so you're not going to have necessarily your ancestors in Shemayim being a good to better for you per se, so then for being a chazen for the tzibur, and you're a fine person, ein bo avlo mirma, fakert adraba. Hashem thinks it's greater that a person was able to go away from the rishus of his family and become who he became. So the Marshal says a tremendous chiddush, that the whole din of tzaddik ben tzaddik, tzaddik ben rasha, is limited to only private tefillah, but not to become the shliach tzibur for the community. The shliach tzibur for the community, it doesn't matter. The Taz is, if you look at the Taz, as Rabbi Berger was pointing this out this morning on page 8, the Taz says also that it's better to get a tzaddik ben rasha. You see, the Taz first quotes that the Marshal elsewhere in the Hagos on the tour says, but even though, in other words, if we have a person to choose, one candidate to choose to be the chazan, and he's a tzaddik ben rasha, we shouldn't disqualify him. Because that's what the Marshal said in the other place, that's not a psul. It's only, it might be a chisaron for your own private tefillahs that you might not be answered because you don't have the zchus avos. But the Marshal says, but what if there's a choice? One is a tzaddik ben tzaddik, one is a tzaddik ben rasha. So then the Marshal says, then choose the tzaddik ben tzaddik. But the Taz says no. That even in the case where there's a choice, he should still get the Mimikarev, the one that became the Baal Tshuva, to be Mikarev him even more. Rachman Aliba boy, and Hashem knows his sincerity. To us, the Shmas Yotzer Mitzadik Mitzadik. Okay. There's an interesting Tshuva in the Avnei Nezer. There's a fascinating Tshuva on page 10. The Avnei Nezer has a discussion that there were four people, two sets. They were trying out to be the chazanim for the Yomim Noraim. It could be, like I was discussing with Rabbi Berger, it could be that one was for Shachris, one was for Musaf, or whatever. Two sets of people were trying out to be the chazanim. So they were both sets of these four people, and divided into two sets. They were both very fine, religious people, with good midos and everything. So what was the discussion? So the discussion was like this, that one set had better voices than the other. Okay? They were called Arav Yosir. So maybe you'd say, everything equal, pick the ones with the better voices. But the problem is, the ones with the better voices had a Pekah Mishpacha. What was the Pekah Mishpacha? That the Pekah Mishpacha was that the father of one of them was a Shochet who lost his position because from two different positions lost his job twice because the rabbi in the community looked at the knife he used and said it was a problematic knife. So the father was a shochet that was a little bit questionable. And that was one of them. And the other one had a brother that went off the derech. So the other ones, they didn't have such good voices, but they didn't have a pagam mishpacha. So who do you choose? That was the shayla in the Avnei Nezer. So the Avnei Nezer assumed, like Rabbi Berg was pointing out, that even against the Marshal, that we assume that Tzadik ben Tzadik is even for what? For the Shliach Tzibur. But he said like this. He said, choose the ones with the better voices. Why? He says, because it could be that, in different countries or different communities, they have different standards of how the knife is supposed to be. So it could be it wasn't like this guy was trying to cheat and he came from a different community where that was considered okay. And that's why he lost his job in these communities where they have a different standard. And in terms of the brother going off the derech, so it depends. If he could have helped him not go off the derech, then okay, yeah, that's a taina. But if he couldn't have helped him not go off the derech, we're not going to fault him because his brother went off the derech. So therefore, he felt that that they don't have the status of not being a tzaddik ben tzaddik, and therefore you can consider them both tzaddik ben tzaddik. So then everything else equal, choose the ones with the better voice. That's what the Avnei Nezer pasuk. But what's this idea, Rabosai, of the tzaddik ben tzaddik being the better person for tefillah? So the Sefer Basayin on page 13, he quotes, he says over an idea. If you look in the Imre Baruch and Breishis, maybe in Vayishlach, one of the places, so there's a big yisod in tefillah. And one of the big yisod in tefillah is that when you come to Hashem with tefillah, the pasuk says, and they made it into a song, like most psukim already have become. Tefila la'ani ki yatov, the song, how it goes? Lefnei Hashem yishpach, tefila la'ani ki yatov, lefnei Hashem yishpach sicha. That when you come to Hashem, you're supposed to come like you're a beggar. You don't come, hey, I deserve it, give it to me. You're supposed to come with a tremendous amount of humility. And that, he quotes from Rav Zev Mijitomir, Haboche b'shirei Zimra, Melech Kelchei Olamim, that Hashem is Bocher b'shirei Zimra, literally means the songs of Zimra, but Shirei Loshen Shirayim. That a person has to make himself into Shirayim. He has to like he's a leftover, meaning, in other words, when he comes to Hashem, he doesn't come as, hey, I'm so-and-so, you got to answer me. No, he has to come like an oni, etc. So it could be, what happens is, if a person is a tzaddik ben tzaddik, so maybe there's less of a chance that he's going to have come to Hashem with a sense of entitlement, because you can say, well, maybe, don't do it for me, but my father, do it on my father's behalf. My father was a tzaddik. But if it's a tzaddik ben Russia, so he's not going to say, do it on behalf of my father, so it must be on behalf of me. So maybe that's a certain level, something lacking in the hachnoah of the tefillah, and the Yismach Yisrael says a similar idea on page. Page 18. He says, "Vayetar lo v'lo lo she'ein dom tefilat tzadik ben rosh tefilat tzadik ben tzadik fichach lo v'lo lo haynish tefilat tzadik ben tzadik hu tefila b'hachna yiseir bittul gomer." Because also he, in other words, sometimes the tzadik ben rosh, which is nothing wrong that he has a sense of accomplishment, but a tzaddik ben tzaddik, he's not going to necessarily feel that he's so great, because his father was even greater, but a tzaddik ben rosha, even though on a certain maybe little level there could be perhaps a chashash of a certain sense of entitlement and a certain sense of gaiva, and that maybe could cause the tefillah not to be as effective. So that's but stamazoi, even whoever you are, it's important, this message that tefillah requires achna. When we come to Hashem, like even Moshe Rabbeinu says Veschanan, he came a matnas. He says, "Give me a matnas chinam." Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, "I deserve." I'm Moshe Rabbeinu. It was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, and he still said, "I don't deserve to go into Eretz Yisrael." But Veschanan, give me a matnas chinam. So that always should be our attitude, that when we speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there should be a sense of humility. It's always good to be humble. But especially in tefillah, the key idea of having tefillahs being answered is that notion of tefillah la'ani, and that's the tzaddik ben tzaddik maybe often would have more hachna, either because he sees who his forefathers were even greater than him, or because he could be tola, like the Basai said on the schus of the avos, Masha'en Kane, the tzaddik ben Russia, perhaps it's going to be told of b'schus atzmo, and that's what the Gemara says in Brachas, that's quoted in the Yismach Yisrael quotes, so others quote on page 15. Yoramad Beis, Amar B'Yochanan Mishum Yosi ben Zimra, Kalatola b'schus atzmo, tolim b'schus acherim. Kalatola b'schus acherim, tolim b'schus atzmo. Whereas if you always say that you deserve it, then we'll show you that really we're only giving it to you b'schus acherim. And if you say b'schus acherim, then we'll show you how it's even b'schus atzmo. That was that's the idea of humility in the tefillah. And there's one, I don't have time to do everything, but there's one other idea that in the Sefer Imre Yosef that says that on page 27. And this is something to strive for, but it's a very high madrega. And that is the ultimate, and the Bnei Soscha discusses this as well. You can see the ultimate tefillah that a person could have, and this is very hard because normally when we mispalel, so we have our needs. We need this, we need that, we need the other thing. And why do we need it? Because we want. This is what we want, to make life better for us, etc. Which is normal. I mean, the higher Megdrega, which is so, is to be mispalel, because if we're Bitsar, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bitsar. Because Hashem wants us to have things and be happy and give be mashpia bracha to us. And if he's not able to because we're not acting properly, then the Shechina is Bitsar. So the ultimate tefillah, as the Sfarim write, is to be mispalel for the Tzar HaShechina. So he says, the Imre Yosef, that's perhaps when it says Vayeta Yitzchak Lashem, means he davened for the tsar of Hashem, that Hashem has tsar that Rivka doesn't have a child. Because Rivka was mispalel on a certain level more just because she was a barren woman and wanted to have children. Now, he's melamed zchus that Rivka thought she wasn't on the madrega to say that she's being mispalel for the tzara shechina, because that's like a tremendous madrega. Say that I'm, you know, I'm not doing it really for myself, I'm doing it for the, you know, for the tzara shechina. But on a certain level, that's the highest, and that's perhaps what it says, Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem, that he was mispalel Lashem, but she wasn't on that same, on that same madrega. And that's what the Bnei Yisachar says, that the reason why we start Shmon Esrei with Divrei Shevach, you see, because whatever you daven, the Bnei Yisachar has here on page 26. So the Mekatrigim, you know, there's always these Malachim and Shemayim that are trying to, you know, our prosecutors, that we really don't deserve it, etc. So, but if we speak about, you know, HaKadosh Baruch, we start with Divrei Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're davening because we want to show, you know, we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's abilities. So then we get HaKadosh Baruch Hu involved, so to speak, that it's the Shevach Hashem, that Hashem has the ability and will be able to do these things. So then once you say the Shevach Hashem and you bring Hashem into it, so then Mekatrigim are not going to start up with Hashem. They're going to only start up with us, mortal people. And that's why he says sometimes, he says, if you're really bitzar, you should just say that Hashem is Rofei Cholim, and don't even mention who you have in mind, just think about who you want. And this way, Hashem is Rofei Cholim, they're not going to start up with that. They'll only start up if you say, I want a refuah for somebody, and then maybe the Mekatrigim will say, well, maybe that somebody's not worthy. But you say Hashem is Rofei Cholim, and then you think who you have in mind, so then the Mekatrigim are not going to start up because they're not going to know who it is, and they're not going to be able to start up with your verbal declaration. So even in a regular Shmon Esrei, where we do say, have bakoshes, at least there, says the Bnei Yisachar, we start off with the Shevach Hashem. And once we start off with the Shevach Hashem, that's going to stop the Mekatrigim. Because we're saying Shevach Hashem, like Rav Shechter mentions, to say that Hashem has the ability to do these things, and He should show us, you know, how He has that ability. And once we're bringing Hashem's covenant in mind, then the Mekatrigim are not going to start up. But the point being, the Acharei Kechlos HaKol is a very interesting discussion about, you know, the concept of Tzadik ben Tzadik, Tzadik ben Rasha, etc. You know, Rav Moshe Feinstein once said, the person is judged in this world of how much he was able to change himself. So, on a certain level, the Baal Tshuva, you know, has a much higher accomplishment than the person who just grew up and, you know, how much he accomplished. It could be, for Tefillah, you maybe need certain Zchuyos, and then the Marshal made a chilek between only a private tefillah. The Avnei Deza says no, of course, or even a public tefillah. But the ultimate idea of tefillah is really hachna, and the ultimate idea, and that's how we always should act with hachna. We should never. You see, some people walk around like they own the world, that they're so and so, and they come from this family, and they're, you know, and everyone should have to bow down to them. And the idea is a true person who's acting in the way of Hashem, in the way of Torah, you know, speaks with humility to everyone. Like the Ramban writes in the Igeres HaRamban, you always speak to someone as if he's greater than you, you speak. And then when you certainly tefillah, and all aspects of life, you should always have that humility, that you should always feel good about yourself. But you should always speak with the air of humility. And Bez Hashem, which, you know, that should be a tremendous chus with everyone. But tefillah has that, especially tefillah has a special idea of lack of gaiva and the concept of, you know, being mispalel for tzar hashchina, and don't come to Hashem ki'ilu that you really deserve it, because You know, maybe we do, but that's not how we come to Hashem. Just like when an Ani knocks on the door, he's asking, please, you know, sometimes people don't ask that way. You know, they're toveya from you. But the real Ani is supposed to be, you know, filo Ani, is coming, you know, b'shiflus, b'achna. And that's the way we're supposed to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how we're supposed to act. Again, it doesn't mean we should be morose or think low of ourselves. No, if I can't, we should have a self, a good, you know, like Rabbi Abraham Twersky writes in his first book, Let Us Make Man, you know, a good self-esteem is not a contradiction with, you know, with not being a balgaiva. In other words, you could have a... But it's how you carry yourself, how you speak to people, and that's the idea that we learn. Vayeta lo Hashem limudim bekabbalas atfila, not only kabbalas atfila, but the hanhaga of a person in this world, ben adam l'chaveiro.